live. But just for now, we're talking about Amy Winehouse, who, of course, was found dead at a home in North London. She was 27 and had struggled with drink and drug problems for some years. We're taking your calls and comments on this. If you want to drop us a text, it's 85058. And if you want to call us, it's 0500 909 693. We'll try and get one or two of your reflections on air a little later. In the meantime, the comedian Bill Bailey is with us. He was captain on Nevermind the Buzzcocks when Amy Winehouse appeared on the show. Good evening, Bill.
Good evening.
Very, very sad.
It's desperately sad. And it's tragic, really. And, you know, she was a great talent, a fantastic singer, and a great writer as well. And I think that, unfortunately, those talents were sort of obscured by the tabloid frenzy of, you know, reporting her misdemeanors and her behaviour. But, you know, that's not... let's not forget what a fantastic writer she was. I think that's what we should remember her by. She came on the show twice, I think, when I was on the show. And the first time was just after she'd released the album Frank, her debut album. And she was great, really funny, sparky, obviously really smart and bright and clever, and was a terrific guest, you know, all the things that you want the guest to be on that show, you know. And similarly, later she came on, I think it was 2006, 2007, and, you know, she obviously changed a lot more tattoos, and her image had changed, and she was, you know, clearly a bit sort of intoxicated, but, you know, she was still a fantastic company. And I think it was a real kind of one of those tragedies. You think, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, it's not entirely unexpected, but, you know, it's still a terrible shock, and it's very sad.
Yeah, I mean, that journey, if you like, Bill, between her first appearance and her second appearance on Buzzcocks, yeah. In a sense, that charts the decline, the self-destructive path that she was starting to take. Did you, yeah, at that stage, see this end as somehow inevitable?
Well, no, you know, you hope that's never going to happen. This is never going to happen, but... Mm. Yeah, you could. There was a marked change, and quite. I mean, I think all of us were quite shocked as to how she looked. You know, and you know, the difference was really quite striking. I mean, she'd lost a lot of weight. She was quite gaunt, thin, and she was. You know, she'd changed. Obviously, her image had changed, and she was drinking, I think, but you know, she was still funny, and she was sparky and self-deprecating, and she was, you know, on terrific form. You know, everything that you want a guest to be, and that is sparky and a bit outrageous and a bit kind of rock and roll, and she was all of those things.
People obviously would know you, I think it's fair to say, first and foremost as a comedian, but of course you've done music tours as well, and very successfully so. And, you know, that gives you, I think, an authority when you say she was a great songwriter.
She was a great, terrific songwriter. I mean, that's, I think in some ways that's sort of, you know, almost, you know, you think her voice was one of these great, a great voice, one of the great British voices. Of years, or maybe, you know, of generations. I mean, I saw she performed at the Mercury Prize when she was nominated for the Mercury Prize, and you know, all these sort of new and up and coming acts, you know, the Bat for Lashes and the Claxons and all these kind of, you know, sort of new hip acts, and she sang "Love Is a Losing Game" just with just one guitarist, and it was electrifying. I think to this day, I think I've ever heard anything quite like it. And, you know, it's sort of, you think she's in another universe to all these other acts. I mean, they're great and they're all, but she was kind of, you know, instantly, you think, this is, I'm in the presence of something very, very special, you know. And you think, what a terrific song as well. I mean, she wrote the song. I think that's the thing which is so extraordinary, that she wrote the song, the lyrics, and she had this sort of, you know, still an incredibly smoky, soul-y voice. And she was, I think, you know, it just seems to me a shame that she wasn't, you know, looked after. You think, who was looking out for her? You know, that's what makes it, you know, you think, couldn't someone have, you know, seen this coming and averted it?
Bill, lovely to speak to you tonight, and that's a really touching tribute. Thank you. That's Bill Bailey, who knows a lot about his music.